American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Republicans have gained majority in the Senate and are within striking distance to do the same in the House, while one issue will be a priority in Congress. Hillary Vaughn has more from the White House.
House Republicans have been gearing up for what they're calling the Super Bowl of tax policy to fulfill President-elect Trump's pledge to make his 2017 tax cuts permanent that delivered lower taxes for millions of Americans. Republicans are also tasked with working up Trump's other tax ideas, like no taxes on tips, overtime, or Social Security. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget warns Trump's tax cut wish list could come with a hefty price tag, estimating it could add $7.5 trillion to the debt over a decade. But Congressman Byron Donald says their prediction does not take into account all the economic growth that will come from putting money back into people's pockets.
A FEMA employee who told hurricane relief workers to avoid homes with signs supporting President Trump has been fired. Republican Florida Representative Greg Stube says Congress should investigate further.
What I hope that the Oversight Committee will do is subpoena this supervisor that was fired, put her under oath, and ask her who was giving her this directive from Washington, D.C.
After securing a second term in the White House, President Trump is building his cabinet. Lauren Simonetti tells us more about one person who may be part of the administration.
CBS News is saying that RFK Jr. is on the short list to serve as the next head of the Department of Health and Human Services. HHS oversees CDC, NIH, Medicare, the FDA, you name it. The position would require Senate confirmation. RFK Jr. has no medical experience. Might not matter. He has Trump's ear, and I think you could make the argument that he has a mandate from the election that many Americans want to make America healthy again. And he has said he wants to take the corruption out of federal agencies and that entire departments at the FDA must go.
Wisconsin's High Court hears oral arguments today over the state's 1849 abortion ban. More from Jeff Manasso.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court taking up a law the state adopted before the Civil War that bans abortions in Wisconsin. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call filing the lawsuit challenging the law after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. As Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky, a Republican, argues the 1849 ban should be enforced. Ahead of a ruling by a liberal majority state Supreme Court, which is expected to take weeks. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The winter outlook was recently released by NOAA and calls for a warmer and drier winter for the southern states. But Robert Thornton spoke to a meteorologist that says, not so fast.
A La Nina pattern is to influence the country this winter, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. Warmer weather is projected from the southwest U.S. to the northeast U.S. ABC 3340's chief meteorologist James Spann is not a fan of the outlooks due to their lack of skill. When people hear warmer and drier, they often think it will be that way all winter.
Not always. Often you can have temperatures above average. You can have anything from a crippling ice storm to a snow event to a pretty darn good cold snap. I'm afraid people read too much into these seasonal outlooks. But here's the problem. We have had wicked ice storms during a pattern like this.
He said spring weather could also be interesting due to La Nina, which NOAA forecasts to hang around through March.
Not always, but often the spring segment of the tornado season is pretty rough, very active. And I'm not saying that's going to be the case, but I'm saying in years past with a La Nina episode, we've had some pretty rough tornado events in the southern U.S., especially in March, April, May. The two things that concern me about the winter and the spring, the possibility of an ice storm. And for a lot of people, they've not had a crippling, catastrophic ice storm really since the 80s or 90s. It's been 30 and 40 years. And statistically, they're overdue across the southern U.S. And the other concern, it's the possibility of an active tornado season.
He said the severe weather season in the south last year was the quietest in 40 years. I'm Robert Thornton.
The S&P 500 added 0.2% in Monday morning trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 400 points, and the Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.